Upgrades at the Humane Society of the High Plains are complete. Manager Betty Hansen talks to us about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast. It's great to talk to you again. You, since the last time we have spoke, have completed a pretty big project down there, right?
Yeah, we spent almost 2 weeks redoing our backyard. So all of the regular grass came up, and we put in what's called canine grass. It's almost like a kind of a fake grass looking stuff, very soft. We also put up a huge shade structure with some pools for the dogs, and we have a big, almost looking like a kid's playground structure that the dogs can run on. So everybody's more than welcome to come out and take a look, and we're really excited. It's been a while in the making to get this done, so we're pretty excited about it, and the dogs seem to love it. So.
Oh, I bet. Especially with this heat as of late, they're probably really enjoying those pools, right?
Yeah, yeah. And one of the biggest things that we've had the last couple of winters is, you know, trying to keep grass out there with all the dogs out there digging all of the time. We were having a lot of mud, so the dogs would drag the mud into the building and people couldn't go out because it was so muddy. And so, I mean, we've alleviated all of those problems. So it's just great. It's going to be great for this winter too.
Awesome. How important is it for those puppies and those dogs that are there to be able to have that time outside all year round?
Oh, it's tremendous. I mean, you know, they're in their cage a lot of hours of the day, so we want to make sure that they get exercised and they get a chance to exercise on a regular daily basis. We do have volunteers that come out to walk them outside of that area, which is great too, but the more exercise they can get, the calmer they are when it's bedtime, when it's time to go to sleep and, you know, get through the night, because there's nobody here through the night, so they are in their cage all night. So when we get here in the morning to let them out in the mornings, they're pretty excited. So this will just really help to be able to give them more outside time.
Oh, sure.
Which the dogs really need. So.
And I would think, too, for the folks that are going out to check out animals, and I've adopted a couple of animals from the Humane Society out there, you let them go out and play with them, and that probably helps give a little bit better feeling for the animals for those folks, too, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, when people bring their dog out to maybe do a meet and greet with a dog that they're thinking of adopting, it's really nice for that too, that they can have a quiet place where they can go out and let them get to know each other if they're thinking of adopting a dog for an already established pet that they have. It's just a great area. And with the stretch, as hot as it's been with the big shaded area, you know, they can stay out there a little bit longer without dying of heat. So it's really nice.
I'm sure.
And we have noticed most of the dogs will run around, do their running, and then they're laying in the shade by the pool. So they know how to do it.
Nice. You just need to get some, like, puppy lawn chair or pool chairs out there, and they can just relax back there.
Some puppy wet pads or something, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's working out really well, so we're pretty excited to have it finished.
Yeah, and I like that, and this is something I think we talked about last time, that the maintenance cost there is going to be virtually zero, because this turf, this AstroTurf kind of stuff, basically doesn't need anything. It's good for, I don't remember how long.
Yeah, well, it's guaranteed for up to 10 years. So, and we've noticed, you know, the dogs haven't been digging. They're very comfortable on it. It's very soft, probably a lot softer than even the grass, because they, when they were first started walking on it, we noticed they were kind of pulling their paws up a little bit, like, hey, what is this? So they really seem to like it. So, and it's pretty much maintenance free. It's easy to clean up. There's a whole drainage system lays underneath this top, so everything drains down. So I mean, it's very clean, and you know, we just use hoses to wash it. So it, I think it's going to be great. So we're very glad to to have it put in and be able to let the dogs out there on it.
Excellent. And this is something you guys have been saving up for a while, right? So this thing is paid for.
A lot of years. Yeah. We've been putting back a lot because, you know, the grass back there has been a problem ever since this place was built because, you know, you can imagine your own yard if you had this many dogs on it every day. Every day of the year you have dogs out there and some are digging and some are. So we've never been able to get grass to grow back there. And we considered sodding. We considered, you know, all different types and it was pricey, but I think it's going to be well worth it in all the years to come because it's like I said, the dogs love it. So,
yes, and
very
that's
happy to have it.
Sure. Well, we want to shift topics. We've got a few minutes left here. There was something else we wanted to hit on today, and that's you guys have been very busy the last few weeks, right?
Yeah, you know, we're seeing a lot of cats. Right now in the shelter, we have two cats that just gave birth recently. So we have two litters that are just 2 to 5 days old. We have a pregnant cat, and then we have several cats, adult cats, up for adoption. And we just got off of our waiting list Saturday, and we've already started a new one. So we are full at the moment on cats. So now is a great time to think about maybe adopting a cat. These new babies, you know, they have to be 8 weeks before we can adopt them out. So it'll be a little bit before we can get them out, but there's a wide variety. I mean, it's different colors, all different kinds. So I think it's a great time if you're thinking about adopting a cat or a kitten.
Excellent. How about puppies? How are you doing there?
Actually, we've done very well with puppies this year. We haven't had a lot, and they seem to go out very quickly. Right now, we just have one little shepherd puppy that was actually left at the front door, so he's not available yet. But we already have three or four calls on him, so he'll probably be going. So we've been doing really well on dogs, but this is cat season, so you know, if you have a cat and it's not spayed or neutered, you may want to consider that because that's what solves this. So spay and neuter, you know, that's the only thing that's going to cut the population down. So, but we are getting a lot of cats in.
Yeah, and that's something that we've talked about. Matter of fact, as we were prepping for this interview, talked a little bit about some of the area cities are just getting overrun with cats because it's that time of year.
And I mean, you know, they can breed, so it's amazing. You know, a female cat can have several litters a year. It's not like a dog that maybe can only breed every 6 months, if that. You know, they can have a litter and then breed almost immediately. So, and then if you don't cut that down, you know, then those kittens are going to grow up, and by the time they're 6 months old, we'll breed, and on and on and on. So there's a tremendous number can be born in a season. So something, if you have a male or a female, you know, spaying and neutering is the only way to keep those numbers down.
No, for sure. Well, we're just about out of time, but I thought maybe a good way to leave this off is where can people go if they want to take a look at those animals and maybe reach out to you to adopt one?
Sure. Best way to, you can get online and look on Pet Finder, and we have all the animals up online with pictures and a little description. And if you want to come out and see them, we're here at the shelter, 2050 East Highway 40. We're open every day, except for Mondays. We're closed to the public, but Tuesday through Sunday, it's 1 to 5. We'd be glad to have you come out and take a look or answer any questions that you may have, and you can stop in and look at our new backyard.